A very warm welcome to you from me, Brian. You've been listening to the last movement of Beethoven's famous Symphony No. 5. If you've been following our explorations about music since the first program, you'll remember that this was part of the suggested additional listening of Program 2, where we spoke about it in the context of rhythm. In a short while, I will talk some more about it in the context of melody. We are also coming back to the Haydn that we listened to last week, but today we're not looking at the phrasing, we're going to look at the actual notes used in the melody. But to do this, I first need to give you some information about keys and scales. So about those keys and scales I mentioned, in Western musical systems, a lot of our music is based on the major and minor scales and chords. The simplest of these is C major. In C major, all seven different notes are called naturals, and they're represented by the white keys on a keyboard, such as the piano. Incidentally, keyboard instruments are the only ones to have this luxury. Other instruments have to find these notes in other ways. But using the keys of the keyboard for convenience, if we play eight white notes in succession, starting from C up to the next C, this is C major. We could also do the same starting on D or E, and this produces different scales, all of which have been in use at various times. But only the one from A to the next A is as frequently used as C to C, and the A to A is called the natural minor scale. You will see on the keyboard that there are also five black keys. These are not an afterthought, as if somebody thought, oh my, we've left out some notes, let's put some extras. Playing every key in sequence, both black and white, from C to the next C is called a chromatic scale. This is equivalent to moving along the frets of a guitar string one fret at a time. The chromatic scale consists of 12 small steps in the musical ladder. These are the smallest steps commonly used in Western music, and are called half steps or semitones. Looking at the so-called C major scale, because there is a black key between the C and the D, this is the C, this is the D, this is the black key, that is two half steps or a whole step. D to E is also a whole step, but E to F is a half step because there's no black key between them. F to G, G to A, and A to B are all whole steps, each having a black key between, but B to C is a half step without a black key. So the pattern is whole step, whole step, half step, whole step, whole step, whole step, half step. Whole step, whole step, half step, whole step, whole step, whole step, half step. If I repeat this pattern of whole and half steps starting on any key note, I will have the major scale called by the name of that note. For example, starting on G, I have G, whole step, whole step, half step, whole step, whole step. And now I have to make an adjustment because I need a whole step and E to F is a half step. So I skip out that white note F and I use the black key to the right. I still use the letter F, but with a sharp. So F sharp, and that gives me a half step to come back to the next G, and I have G major. Perhaps you remember that last week in the Surprise Symphony, I pointed out that at the end of the second long phrase, a foreign note appeared, and it was an F sharp, showing that the music has changed keys from C major to G major. Perhaps you also remember that I said this was very common indeed, that music starts in one key and then moves up five steps to another key. Let's listen to that phrase again. I need to apologize that I'm going to play some fragments several times. This is because I really want you to have the sounds of home key and dominant firmly fixed in your ears so that you can easily recognize them. I gave you last week another example in the song All Things Bright and Beautiful. Look for it as we listen again. It's on the words creatures great and small.
All things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful, our Lord God made evermore.
Our opening symphony from Beethoven did it as well, you may have noticed, 55 seconds into the piece. In fact, it would be quite difficult to find a piece in any major key that doesn't do this somewhere along the way, so it's really worth getting used to what this sounds like, as it will guide your ear whenever you listen to a new piece of music. You'll remember that I called the fifth note of the scale the dominant because of its importance to the scale. Now, if I play the first and fifth notes together and add the note in the middle, I have another very important structure called the major chord. In C major, this would be the starting key note, C, the dominant G, and E in the middle. This middle note is referred to as the mediant because the word median means in the middle. So the chord of C major is key, C, mediant, E, dominant, G. My musical dictionary lists no less than 155 pieces that start with this combination of notes as the melody in just the standard classical repertoire. Both the Haydn and the Beethoven start with this as the opening melody. Listen once more. Haydn. Beethoven. So, if you choose to write a piece of music and your opening melody is the first, third, and fifth notes of the key you choose, you'll be in very good company, which also includes Mozart and Bach. Here they are. Mozart. Bach. What could come after this? So, have I got your curiosity up? Let's see what comes next. Well, the Haydn moved to the G major chord with an extra note. G plus B plus D with an extra F. Let's listen once more. Beethoven used all the notes of the C major scale, going in an upward direction and then in a downward direction. Let's listen to what the C major scale used as a melody sounds like. Here's another example of what a melody consisting of the complete C major scale sounds like. Joy to the World by Handel. Very interesting is that this piece stays in C major and does not move to any other key. Pay attention to the short phrases in the song, which all consist of consecutive notes in the C major scale, with only one exception where the words heaven and nature would be in the sung version.
Thank you.
My dictionary also lists 15 pieces that start with the complete major scale, with notes going from low to high, and another 9 pieces going from high to low, like we just heard in Joy to the World. Here's one going from low to high, the Chinese dance from Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Suite. Notice once again the short phrases alternating between instruments. This piece also stays in its home key throughout. Now let's listen to a violin sonatina by Schubert. It opens with a phrase of 4 bars on the piano repeated on the violin. See if you can identify that these 2 phrases do not change key, and that they start with the usual 1st, 3rd, and 5th notes, but in a different sequence. Immediately at the start of phrase 3, where the piano plays alone again, the music moves up 5 steps to the dominant with a brand new sharp note for the whole phrase. Phrase 4, still piano, is back in the home key, but phrases 5 and 6, the violin repeats what the piano just did. After a contrasting section, which we'll talk about when we talk about minor keys, the opening 3 phrases are repeated as the violin improvises around the piano melody. We have the same rise of 5 notes to the dominant key in the 3rd phrase, and then they end the piece in the home key.
Thank you.
The next four pieces in today's program have this pattern of starting with the three notes of the keynote chord in the same sequence as the examples above, and all of them move from the keynote to the dominant fairly near the start of the piece. I've said enough today, so I'm not going to say more about these pieces apart from their titles. All I ask is that you listen with concentration and identify the notes of the opening melody and the change from the home key to the dominant key. If we can master this today, we will have accomplished a very important step in our art of listening. So here goes. First, Haydn, the Lark Quintet, third movement. Thank you. Now a piece by Bach from the 48 Preludes and Fugues, Prelude 9. Our third one, Grieg's Norwegian Dance number 2. I'm back with Mozart's Quartet in F, K590. This piece is longer than the last three, so the change will be a little bit further into the music, in fact, at exactly 30 seconds.
Thank you.
To close off, I have Beethoven's Violin Sonata in F for you. This piece is a lovely example of both the change from home key note to dominant, and also of the use of the major scale as the melody. To help you, the violin plays the scale theme in two long phrases, and then the piano repeats and extends it. And it is at the end of this repeat that the change to the dominant key happens. This is a very clear point that the music arrives at. The music comes to a brief resting point, so it's difficult to miss. Perhaps you also noticed it in the previous piece I played. This feature will reappear in nearly everything that we will listen to in the future under these names: sonata, symphony, concerto, quartet, quintet, octet, variation, and a lot more. Start to make it a habit to listen for it, because it is a critical component of the construction of the music. In a future program, I will tell you about these resting points. In the meantime, try to become aware of them. Programs, we've come a long way in your listening journey, but there's still so much more to discover. So please come back next week and the following weeks. It will give me great pleasure to introduce you to so much more. Goodbye for this week.